The December 14th issue of the journal Science had a report by chemical oceanographers that carbon emissions from human activities are not only heating up our planet, but the ocean chemistry is changing so much, so fast, that if the CO2 buildup continues at just the current rate, by the year 2050, no coral reefs will be alive, and that's only 42 years from now. And in 30-some years, they expect to see it already starting in a big way. What's happening between the oceans and the increasing CO2? Well, about one-third of the carbon dioxide that goes into the Earth's atmosphere is absorbed by the oceans. And that absorbed CO2 produces what is called carbonic acid. Unfortunately, carbonic acid dissolves away the skeletons of planktons, shellfish, and coral reefs. Why? Because the skeletons are made from carbonate minerals such as aragonite in seawater that are being greatly reduced by this increasing CO2 production that causes carbonic acid. And right now, the amount of CO2 in the Earth's atmosphere is measured at 383 parts per million volume. By the middle of this 21st century, that number could double to 766 parts per million volume. And even more conservative estimates are 550 parts per million volume by the year 2050. And one of the coral reef research scientists is Ken Caldera, PhD, chemical oceanographer at the Carnegie Institution for Science in Stanford University's Department of Global Ecology. He and his colleagues say, quote, if atmospheric CO2 stabilizes at 550 parts per million, and even that would take concerted international effort to achieve, which isn't happening yet, no existing coral reef will remain in such an environment, unquote. So even the most conservative estimate for CO2 in the atmosphere by 2050 is still too much for coral reefs to survive in the world's oceans. And I talked with Professor Caldera recently about this latest research and the implications for our future.
I think we can expect that coral reefs will not be found on this planet sometime later this century if current greenhouse gas emissions continue. Something that's been here many millions and millions of years, for us in a few decades to wipe them all out is pretty dramatic. Also, there are tiny marine organisms that live on the surface of the ocean.
Plankton?
The plankton that make their skeletons out of calcium carbonate. So it's really imperative if we want to preserve our marine environment that we really have to bring down CO2 emissions very rapidly.
And according to the Carnegie release, the projection is that by 2050, which is only 42 years from right now, that the atmospheric CO2 level is projected to be 550 parts per million, which is the focus of your study, meaning 42 years, and the conditions in the oceans could be such that no coral reefs could survive?
Yes, I think that is correct. The last time that similar conditions are known to have existed in the ocean is 65 million years ago, after the dinosaurs became extinct. There was an ocean acidification event, and corals and plankton that make their shells out of calcium carbonate disappeared from the geologic record. And it took about 2 million years for corals to come back and repopulate the coasts and be common once again. And so it's entirely likely that as a result of our policy decisions over the next decades that we will be affecting the life in the oceans for millions of years to come. Our model suggests that the chemical recovery of the ocean will occur over some tens of thousands of years, which is plenty long enough, but the biological recovery timescale seems to be much longer.
And that's provided that humanity and its industrial civilizations would pull back on CO2 and other greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah, often, say a doubling of pre-industrial CO2 levels to something like 550 or 560. From a climate point of view, some people look at that as a goal and an acceptable target. But from the point of view of oceans, it will produce ocean chemical conditions that have not been seen for many tens of millions of years, which is much longer than the amount of time the average species has been around. So we'll be producing ocean chemical conditions that the species that now live in the ocean have never experienced. And will they be able to adapt to it? Maybe. Will they not? We don't really know how ecosystems will respond. But the acidification is getting worse and worse and worse. And eventually, even if we do everything right on the other kind of management practices, the acidification alone will be enough to kill off the coral reef.
What do you say to people who argue, well, 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs were here, there was no ice at the Antarctic or the Arctic, and the CO2 levels were up around 1,000 parts per million?
When the dinosaurs were around 65 or 100 million years ago, it's thought that volcanoes were putting out carbon dioxide about twice what they are today. But our carbon dioxide emissions from burning of coal, oil, and gas are around 50 times the amount of carbon dioxide coming out of volcanoes. And if we were only doubling the natural CO2 fluxes, then the chemistry of the ocean would be able to deal with that and adapt to it. But when we're putting out carbon dioxide 50 times faster than natural sources, it just overwhelms the ocean's natural ability to buffer its chemistry. And so we're putting in the CO2 way, way too fast for the ocean to be able to deal with it.
So the rapidity of this is what separates right now the 20th to the 21st centuries from, say, 65 million years ago and back in the time of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, even if you go back to the ice ages, we all see these figures where the CO2 is going up and down with the ice ages. But right now, the rate of increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is about 100 times faster than the increase in CO2 at the end of the last ice age. So the change in atmospheric CO2 is extremely unusual, even when viewed from a geologic perspective. The argument among geologists is you have to go back 55 million years or 65 million years to find a similar event.
What do you think the worst case is for, say, the year 2050, only 42 years from now?
We did a calculation for how fast the ecosystems would have to move to keep up with climate change this century, and ecosystems would need to move about 10 meters a day, that's about 30 feet a day, just to keep up with the temperature bands as they move towards the poles. And, you know, just things like oak trees cannot move 30 feet a day. Maybe windborne weeds can move at those kind of rates. What we're doing to this planet is extremely unusual, even when viewed from a geologic perspective. It's not like this is the kind of thing that's happened to the planet many times. I mean, what we're doing is well outside the bounds of normal climate or chemical variability in the ocean. When you change the environment very quickly, you just need one link in that chain not to be able to make it, not to survive, and then that whole system falls apart. And the further sort of nightmare scenarios have to do with collapsing ice sheets and then methane being released from permafrost and as it melts in the Siberia. And, you know, there's no end to what could possibly go wrong scenarios.
And that this could be the last generation to have known the Earth as it has been, say, for the last 5,000 years?
Yeah, or you could even say coral reefs have been on this planet since pretty much continuously for the last, say, 63 million years, the coral reefs were around. And so, you know, what we're doing, they've been around for our entire evolutionary history. And so for us, in this blink of an eye, to be destroying, you know, what we co-evolved with over so many years, it's really dramatic.
And tragic.
And tragic.